And welcome back. George Norrie, along with Dr. Drew Peterson from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take your calls in a moment. For her first, Drew, I want to hear that Roswell story.
Well, one of the Critical Health News people calls me up, and she says she's from Roswell. So naturally, I had to say something. And she said, yes, my best friend's dad worked there, and he actually picked up the debris. And he said it was kind of like a foil-like stuff. And he'd pick it up and squeeze it. And when he put it back on the ground, it would go back into the shape it was originally in. He also said there were three aliens in the ship. They were about 3 feet tall or so. One was dead. Another one was injured. And one was okay. Now, the one that was dead, they kept at Roswell and did an autopsy on. The one that was injured, they took us to 54. The one that was healthy, they took to Wright-Patterson. She said her friend's dad saw the walk through a warehouse in Roswell where they were doing an autopsy, apparently. And then the doctor came out and said, you really shouldn't be here, and because your life could be threatened. So he left, and he never saw her again.
Like the dead alien could have had a disease or something like that?
George, I don't know.
Did you believe her?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great story.
It was her friend's dad on his deathbed that said that. Why wouldn't you? That's usually good enough for court, isn't it, on your deathbed?
Yeah, it really is. That's an incredible story. Let's take some calls. You ready for more?
Bring it on.
John in Wisconsin. Hey, John, go ahead, my friend.
Hello, George and Dr. Peterson. Welcome to the team. I have a brief comment and question. Two of my nephews are young medical doctors. Whenever I bring up nutrients or non-traditional medical ways of treating problems, they get pretty shook up. Whenever I bring up RFK Jr., they get extremely shook up. Now, I'm not at all anti-doctors. In fact, my wife just spent 3 weeks in the hospital with some serious medical issues, and the nurse practitioners who did 95% of the work were wonderful. I'm a huge fan of Doc Wallace, Pharmacist Ben, and the young lady that recently joined the team. I apologize, I don't remember her name.
Randy Shannon.
Thank you, George. I believe Critical Health News does wonderful things for many people, including myself. I've been on the program for 6 years now. But what perplexes me, Doctor, is the division between the medical wisdom and those like Doc Wallach who profess to help people treat the problem, not the symptom. And my concern is these medical schools continue to turn out doctors that turn a blind eye to all of these good things Doc Wallach, his team, do to help others. Is that a concern of yours, and how can we somehow close that gap? Thank you, Doctor, and George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John. It's a great question, Doc.
Oh, of course it's a concern. The problem is that you go to school, there's a lot of problems, but you only go to school for so long, you can only learn so much. Let's face it, if you have a heart attack, if you're injured, the medical people it's like magic. It's incredible work that they do. When it comes to chronic disease, forget about it. they're clueless. Okay. And the only thing they know is what they hear from the pharmaceutical companies, and the pharmaceutical companies run the educational programs, and they're the ones that give the grants, and they're the ones that do the science that, and they like to play with statistics, kind of like what Mark Twain was talking about, you know, how statistics can lie. And because I taught also a research techniques when I also helped publish a 900-page book called Natural Standard for the Harvard-UCLA Compendium and the pharmacist in charge was Mass General Hospital. And you know, even when you give the evidence in front of them, the medical people don't do it because you do what you know. Hey, look, I don't know anything about medicines, so I don't claim to be an expert on that either. But it's the politics that keep us apart and the economics that keep us apart. When I went to China, I had dinner with the Shanghai medical students. When you're sick in China, the herbalists, the acupuncturists, and the medical doctors all discuss the patient and what's best for the patient in their field. I wish we were there.
It's a team in China, isn't it?
It is.
Let's go to George in Florida. Welcome. Hi, George.
Hello. Last time when pharmacist Ben Fields was there, I had a question for him, and he spoke so fast that I was only able to write the word zinc. And right now, I'm speaking on my smartphone. I was frantically looking for a way to record the answer that I get so that this happens to me again, this doesn't happen to me again. But if you can help me record this answer, it will help me when I go back and review the answer, you know?
Okay, hold on for 1 second, George. Let me give you have a pen? I can give you a phone number to call where they take notes on what the guests have said, and they'll tell you it back, okay?
Yes, I have that phone number.
Okay, make sure you call that, but go ahead with your question.
Okay. My question is basically the same I asked Ben Fields last time. I was, you know, I had an accident. I fell from a ladder. They took me to the hospital. They operated me because I had a fracture on my right leg where it joins my hip. And then I had some trouble urinating, you know, when I was at the hospital. They put me, a catheter to urinate better. And they gave me a pharmaceutical drug, the generic equivalent of Flomax. And that's supposed to help me urinate better. Recently, I went to the hospital again. They removed the catheter, and they keep giving me this Flomax equivalent. And the doctor I talked to, he told me that Flomax is one of the drugs that has the least amount of side effects, you know. And he says that he prescribes it all the time to people because he told me that I have my prostate a little bit enlarged, you know. So it's supposed to help me urinate better and easier, you know. But I know all medical drugs have side effects, so I asked the doctor, could you tell me what's the best way to start discontinuing this drug? And he asked me that. He asked me, why do you want to discontinue it? And he said, because I know all medical drugs have side effects. So he said, yeah, he said that this drug has little side effects. And when he prescribed it to his patients, no one complained about side effects on this medicine. But I know, you know, it's a pharmaceutical drug. Flomax is the brand name. And I have the generic name, too. So I was wondering if he could recommend what I should do with this drug, if I should start cutting down on it. I'm supposed to be taking it every day, once a day. That when I was recently at the hospital, they increased it to 2 a day.
All right, let's get his thoughts on that. And the medication is called Tamulosal, I think, isn't it, doctor?
Not an expert. I'll take your word for it, George. Sarah, we were not allowed to really give medical advice, but I will give you advice on other things. I cannot be the one to take you off the drug. You have to go to your doctor for that. Let me tell you what you can do, however. We have something called Prost FX. It's good for the prostate. It will help the prostate. You want to combine that with a diuretic. And one of the herbs formulas we have comes from Good Herbs. It's one of our subsidiaries that we have. And it's called the Good Herbs Kidney Bladder Support. That will help the urination continue. Number one thing, and you got to listen to me, man, you got to stop eating sweets and sugar. That's the number one thing that'll inflame the prostate. Now, everything I tell you is not going to do any good if you're sitting there eating a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of sweets. It just inflames the prostate. Also get our essential fatty acids, which are included in the brain and heart pack. As Dr. Wallach has said, selenium has an anti-cancer effect on the prostate. So you have an issue there, take care of it. You'll have the tangy tangerine with it and get your essential fatty acids there.
Dr. Drew, is sugar that bad for you?
Sugar cane is not that bad for you. Refined sugar is bad for you. Yeah.
Gordon, Florida. Welcome to the show. Hey, Gordy, go ahead.
Hey, I have a general question about fatigue, but I wanted to point out that although he's a new guest, you said he's new and welcome to the team. I've spoken to him on the phone privately, calling him up over there at Critical Health News. And Dr. Drew Peterson, doctor of chiropractic, which, by the way, chiropractors are excellent, every one of them, he spoke at length for me and didn't charge me anything, and that's very important because I'm poor. He gave me some of the best advice on beating my prostate cancer, which may help the previous caller. He told me about vitamin C, which I already know, but also sauna baths mimic radiation because it's a solar radiation. Now, it only helps a little bit, but every little bit counts. I wanted to give him a proper shout-out and thank you to Dr. Drew Peterson for working behind the scenes. He may be new to you, but he's been there forever and has worked tirelessly on yeoman's duty. So my general question is, I have a lot of personal problems with my personal life. A member of the family is doing crazy things about being scammed by online scammers, so I'm not going to go into the details. But I'm stressed out, and I'm like Sleeping Beauty and Rip Van Winkle. I sleep too much. I'm fatigued. And I just need general advice, and I'll listen quicker than you can talk, and I'll stay on the line in case you want to ask me another question. I'm not going to go offline like some people. I'm going to hang on like that cat. Hang in there, baby.
Okay. So let me ask you, though, Gordy, what's your main question?
Well, basically, give me the best, better than Grok, about beating fatigue and healing up and being superpowered so I can beat every problem.
All right. Go ahead, Dr. Drew.
One answer for you, my man. Certainly beyond Tangy Tangerine, because it's got everything but in the world in it. And get something called the ultimate de-stress. You, that way you'll decrease cortisol, you'll decrease the stress hormones, you'll be able to sleep a little better, you'll regulate your immune system, and it's because it sounds like you're doing everything else right.
Drew, what does stress do to the body?
Ages you.
Quickly. It's a killer too, isn't it?
That's what age does, George.
Toll-free number for Dr. Drew Peterson, giving information, 1-855-949-7234. He's got a great staff behind him, as does the rest of the team. Let's go west of the Rockies. We're going to Las Vegas, Nevada with Gary. Hello, Gary.
How do you do, gentlemen? You having a nice evening?
Yes, sir. And welcome aboard.
Okay, I have a question. I'm a pretty young 87, and I have macular degeneration. And in July, I went to the Cleveland Clinic, and I saw a retinal eye specialist. Now, he prescribed ARADS-2 and told me to come back in a year. He said that the ARADS-2 will prevent the, you would call the continuation by 40%. But I was wondering if there was something you could take that would, like, activate the stem cells around the eyes and maybe reverse the process.
Okay. I'll tell you, again, I got a story for everything. I had an office in Palm Beach Gardens. Woman comes in one day with a scanner. Put your hand on the scanner, it'll tell you the amount of vegetables you're eating, the carotenoids. These carotenoids actually act as a screen to keep the ultraviolet light out of the macula. She said, come to this dinner tonight. I was the only non-ophthalmologist in the room. And what they did was they showed pictures of people who had macular degeneration that basically took carotenoids, in other words, lutein, or basically our product called Ocutive has all the things in it. Just take triple the dose and combined it with a vasodilator to increase the circulation. And believe it or not, also sea cucumber, which is found in Fucoid Z. We have something called Fucoid Z. It's an algae from Japan. And a Fucoid Z actually changes the genetics. It's been used for cancer research as well. So Fucoid Z, the ultimate daily classic, and lots of carotenoids, lots of vegetables. Get yourself a juicer and start juicing everything that's got color in it.
Juicers are pretty effective, aren't they?
Sure are.
Dr. Drew Peterson with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll take a few more calls before the break. Jeremy in North Dakota, welcome to the show. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello, George and Drew. I have a really tragic event that happened to me over 21 years ago. I was in a near-fatal auto accident, and I suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Do you have any advice on how I can regain my walking balance?
Yeah, the we've learned a lot. You know, the football players, right, who have had the also head injuries, we've learned a lot from them. And what happens is just when you get when you have damaged tissue anywhere in the body, particularly in the brain, what happens is pieces of the tissue from the brain get into the bloodstream. It's not supposed to be there because the blood-brain barrier gets broken down. The immune system begins to attack that, believing it's a foreign body, and then the immune system begins to attack the brain. So the idea would be to eat what my dad used to eat, which may not sound so good to you, calf's brains. They call it sweetbreads, and they eat it in other places of the world. What will happen is the immune system will begin to attack the sweetbreads instead of your own brain. Combine it with the brain and heart pack, because you're going to have essential fatty acids there, which will decrease the inflammation of the brain, as well as the selenium in there, and the tangy tangerine, which will make up for any kind of metabolic problems you have. That's where I would start, sir.
You miss anything there, Jeremy, call 1-855-949-7234. They're taking notes left and right, to be sure. Drew, you've been doing this for a long time. What has been the most satisfying thing you've done as a doctor that just touched you more than anything?
Well, there's been so many. Doing something I never thought I could do. Well, I had a patient that came into my clinic once, and he was about every minute or so, every minute and a half, his right eye would go blind on him. Couldn't see.
Oh,
he'd been to Bascom Clinic in Miami. He'd been to Cleveland. He'd been to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. He'd been everywhere. He'd been in New York, Mount Sinai, wherever he went. All these places, they couldn't do anything. So I just looked up, what do you do for blood? I believed it was a blood clot. So I looked up in my Chinese ophthalmology book, made him up an herbal formula. He had spent, by the way, about $80,000 out of his pocket. Made up the formula. Probably cost about $300. Gave it to him. About five formulas, including the office visit. Came back a week later. Eyesight came back. Never had a problem again. But there are so many. There were just so many things like that. I had a woman that had an endometriosis. The young woman, they're going to remove her uterus. And I did the same in her case. I gave her, we say in Chinese medicine, it's blood stasis. So I made her formula up that moved the blood out of herbal medicine, moved the blood. She came back. They had an MRI before. She came back about 3 months later. The MRI said, the doctor said the endometriosis was cured. There were no tumors left. And what do you think the doctor said? Oh, you must have gone into menopause. Did not want to give credit to the Chinese medicine. There's so many.
How did the Chinese know this?
4,000 years, trial and error. As my teacher used to say, if the doctor didn't cure the emperor, cut his throat, new doctor.
They had no choice. We're going to come back in a moment with final calls with Dr. Drew Peterson right here on Coast to Coast AM from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, Dr. Drew Peterson with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And let's go to final calls. Let's go to John in California to get us started. Hi, John. You still with us? No, he's not. Let's try Joe in Ohio. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey there, George. Thanks for taking my call. You're a true patriot, and so is the doctor. And
thank you.
You know, all these things that I'm hearing, the duck and the geese for blood flow and oxygen, that's spot on. Everything is about blood flow and oxygen. And for the past guests in regards to prostate and breast cancer, a lot of people are dealing with radiation toxicity. Iodine is huge. Iodine. George, I just want to quickly bring up, this is a huge point. All these supplements are great. I'm on them. They help me tremendously. But we're missing the big picture. We are at war, ladies and gentlemen. We are at war. we're dealing with nanotechnology. And Dr. Monzo, your past guest, I was with him for 2 hours. We do a lot with frequency work and Tesla technology. And this has to be, everybody has this in them, and it's about getting it out. So I would like the guest to maybe comment if he knows much about it. Ben and I have talked about it, Ben Fuchs, he knows what's going on. But we are at war. It's this buildup. It self-replicates itself. So, and NAC, talking about this, it's going to save a lot of people's lives, ladies and gentlemen. I would get on an NAC that protects you, gives you great lung protection. And people that are going through just being tired, chronic fatigue, that will build up the energy. It's part of the Krebs cycle. It builds up your glutathione.
Because what are your thoughts, Dr. Drew?
My concern is net with the technology of the microplastics. If you were to put a graph together of the increased amount of cancer and match that graph to the increased amount of microplastics in the environment, they can.
Well, we're losing your on the. So we'll try to get him back. Let's go to Joe. Let me go back to you, Joe. You still with us?
Yeah, yes, I am, George. And also something that's very important that really is really key, it flushes out the toxins that are built up in the tissues, is that, and you've had a past guest, Dr. Artis, nicotine is huge, huge, pure nicotine. Very, very, very important. And when I mean at Lord, not figuratively, literally, and it's an epidemic with what we're seeing and whatnot. So what we're able to do is slow the replication of the nanotechnology that could self-replicate in the body by doing certain things like we have this device called the Shift, which is like a wand where it's all Tesla technology, and it will short-circuit the replication in the body. And George, G. Edward Griffin, I hope we could get him back on, the father of the Great Awakening.
He's a great guy.
He's a living legend, and I know he's getting up there in age, but I would love to, when it's all said and done, he set my foundation of what's going on. And with him, God's put so many wonderful people, and that's why I'm a fighter. I just never quit, never give up. And the power of prayer, people, is so, so important with what we're dealing with, the power of prayer. Ephesians 6:10, 18, Psalms 91. And Cornelius, I love you, brother. I hope we could talk sometime.
Okay, my friend. CriticalHealthNews.com. The number to call is 1-855-949-7234. Thomas trying to get Dr. Drew Peterson back online. I cannot give you any remedies, but let's go to the calls. Let's go to Tom in Riverside, California. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, George. I'm sorry we lost.
We might have him back. Drew, you with us? Nope, I don't think so.
That's okay. Well, I ask you about the general products. And one thing that puzzles me, with all these different, treatments and all the stuff that comes into it, I wish Robert Jr., Kennedy Jr., would put a guide to what we're dealing with. This is so complicated and so many facets to this thing. It just seems like our government owes us that, and it benefits everybody, but they won't do it. For the money or whatever it is, the scams that are there, you can't see through anything and you can't get help. So my problem is not my problem, it's really my cousin's problem. He's a veteran, and his brother died in Vietnam, also a veteran, all in the USMC Marine Corps. And actually, there were three of them. Anyway, he's went blind somehow.
Oh,
and he's 80-something. This has went on for 15 years, and I'm wondering, he mentioned herbs and Tai Chi or was it something else that in combination with that would help maybe, the miracle thing that he cited that one patient he had that he got his eyesight back. I mean, it's a shot. It's a shot in the dark or whatever.
All right, I think we got Drew back. Drew, you with us?
I'm back, George. So I guess it was the internet. It was not our friend on that one. Okay.
Can you help out this individual whose cousin is blind?
The formula is a bit complicated, but what he wants to do is use a blood thinner, because that's pretty much what these things were. They're blood thinners. So anything that would thin the blood, even green tea will even thin the blood. There's a lot of things that will thin the blood. So that's what I would recommend.
Why does blood get thick in the first place, Drew?
Like Ben would say, you get sludgy, dirty blood. It's just basically bad.
You there?
I'm here.
There you go. What about Ocutive? Would that help?
I love Ocutive. I take it myself. What does that tell you? Yes.
Gary in Montana. Take it away, Gary.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick shout-out to our veterans. Thank you. Happy Veterans Day. God bless you. Love you. And thank you for your service, and especially my son, John, who did 2 tours in Afghanistan as a Navy SEAL corpsman.
Good for him. And you're going to be with us for our veterans show right after this?
Yes, and also my questions for our guest is what does he think of liver cleanses, and what would he consider the best supplement overall for liver health?
Do you think about milk thistle? What do you think, Drew?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a formula in Good Herbs. It's our liver gallbladder formula. It has milk thistle in it, and a bunch of other things in it. Beets, greens are one of the best things for the liver as well. So anything with beets in it is extremely good for the liver. And believe it or not, the liver in Chinese medicine is a wood organ, and it likes green sour. So the juice of a lime every day is a Chinese tonic that's been used for the liver for centuries.
Speaking of juice, Drew, what do you think of cranberry and pomegranate juices together?
Well, good idea, George. Sounds wonderful. One's good for the pH of the urinary tract, and also the pH of the stomach, and the other one's good for the bloodstream. Yeah, absolutely.
Gary, if you missed anything that Dr. Peterson said, call that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-7234. Do you get the impression that governments are just trying to deceive us about things, or what do you think, Drew?
About what topic, George, in particular?
About anything, basically.
Well, you know, you're dealing with politicians who really know nothing about anything. So, so I don't know whether it's just that, or whether they're actually smart enough to hide things from us. I think it's kind of both. Some of them are smart and some of them are dumb as stumps. And they're kind of like Sting said, they're talk show hosts. I mean, quiz show hosts. Sorry, George.
Yeah, no, don't put me in that category.
Oops, sorry, I'll never be on the air again. No, they're kind of like those quiz show guys. You know, they just they're salesmen. Let's face it. All they're worried about is getting that paycheck, getting that inside information so they can get in and out and make as much money as possible. They're not there to help us. And it's really sad that there's term limits would solve a lot of these problems, and they won't do it.
Let's go to first-time caller Rob in Kentucky. Hello, Robbie. Go ahead.
Hey, doctor. So let me give you a summary real quick. Back injury of 30 years. I'm bone on bone in my spine. I've lost 3 discs. Living with that, with, of course, you know, just eating narcs and controlled that, that's fine. But about 4 years ago, I had a bunion surgery done to remove bunion, and either it cut or damaged nerve, and which is really not good. But it got so bad where I actually told my doc that it's progressing so horribly bad that I'm gonna have his foot cut off. It can't get any worse. And it was that bad. She did put me on gabapentin. Put me on Lyrica. Bad help. It knocked it down about 70%. So now, with the 30-year back injury, and we've tried a few things, but my latest and greatest is now I've got a nerve stimulator. And you know what? This is a lot of trouble to try to get relief, being told it'll probably take about 8 months. I'm about 5 months into it. It's for people who don't know, it's basically a TENS unit that they insert in your body and put two leads up your spine or a radio frequency, and they grab those frequency waves through that area, which impressed me because they could reach it all the way around to your rib cage. Mine is set at my low back, down my feet. And then, of course, the other thing that why I made a decision to go with this route was it can regenerate nerves in the feet because I have peripheral neuropathy there, and I'm sorry I didn't say that in the beginning. And, you know, I feel it, but between the Lyrica and the stimulator, I can't tell what's going on there, right? But, you know, I'm still open to something else for the back instead of having a stimulator and constant recharge it every other day, which is a real pain. And if anybody's got one like I do, they'll understand it's like trying to hit a knife with a bullet to get the wireless charger to make a positive connection. So,
spinal cords and discs have got to be some of the toughest things, Drew, huh?
Oh, it's going to happen. The way we're designed is that, we're one of the few animals that walk on upright on two legs, and it's the other animals chose to be on four for a good reason.
As a chiropractor, do you do work with surgeons on the back and spine and stuff like that?
Not really. We work on surgical failures.
Do you see a lot of those?
Yeah.
Why? What causes them so much?
It's surgery is a real skill, and the guys who do lots of surgery do a great job, and the ones that don't do it a whole lot, maybe not as good. It's that's why they call it practice, George. All of us are just practicing.
This is a lesson for the wise to go to an experienced surgeon, right?
Yes, sir.
Drew, did you enjoy your first night?
I'm not scared anymore, George.
There's never any need to. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Thank you so much, George. I love you, and I love the show, and God bless you, and God bless the audience. And have a great Thanksgiving and a happy Christmas, all you people.
You too. Thanks. Dr. Drew Peterson. Up next will be Dr. Randy Shannon in a couple weeks, followed by Ben Fuchs, and then Dr. Drew Peterson will be back. In a moment, our tribute to veterans. Stick around, enjoy the program, have some fun, interact when we take calls. We'll be back.